And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Where I can feel like I belong. Someplace where nothing.
Whoa, Cody!
Hi, Jules. Sorry I scared you.
What are you doing?
I'm just listening to you. It was lovely. I mean, I couldn't hear the music because you had your headphones on, but your voice is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. What are you doing home? I thought you had a study group.
Oh, well, no one showed. So I stopped by here to see if you needed anything before I went to work.
No, I don't need anything. I was just headed out myself.
Oh, where are you going?
Just to hang out with Buck.
Oh, you two have been spending a lot of time together lately.
There's nothing much else to do around here.
Well, you could come with me.
To Wit's End? I don't think so.
Hey, I thought you liked Wit's End.
I do, every once in a while.
There's lots to do there.
I know, it's just...
Just what?
Look, Wit's End is your thing, and it's a good thing, and I'm happy it's your good thing, but I don't really have a thing in Odyssey, good or bad, and I'm not sure I ever will.
Well, fitting in takes time. It did for me. You'll see. One day you'll wake up and feel right at home.
Maybe. I really need to go. I'll see you later.
Okay, well, don't be late for dinner. Make a pot roast.
Awesome. Oh, a letter came for you. Special delivery. It's there on the table. See ya.
Thanks. Special delivery? What? What? What?
See you later, Eugene. Oh, a brief word before you leave, if you please, Buck. What is your destination?
I'm gonna go meet up with Jules.
Indeed. The two of you have been keeping company a great deal of late, have you not?
I guess so. She's lonely, and I'm trying to be a friend to her, like you and Katrina are teaching me.
Commendable. However, caution is warranted.
Don't worry, Eugene. Jules and I are just friends.
Oh, very well.
Is that all?
No, actually. There is one thing more. In becoming your guardians, I'm sure you understand that Katrina and I have not only taken on the responsibility for your physical condition, but for your spiritual condition as well, training you up in the way you should go, to paraphrase the proverbist.
Yes, sir.
In light of that, I am compelled to ask, why have you not been to church youth group of late?
How'd you know about that?
Your youth leader mentioned it during a happenstance meeting in the produce aisle on our weekly grocery shopping excursion.
Oh.
Would you care to explain your absences?
Not really.
Allow me to rephrase. Please explain your absences.
I'll start going again if you really want me to, okay?
Buck, what I require at the moment is honesty. Why did you stop going? Buck?
I really appreciate everything you and Katrina have done for me. And I do mean everything. But the religion stuff, well, it's just not all that interesting to me.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
Well, no need to apologize. I understand perfectly the hesitancy one may have to associate oneself with things Christian. I myself was a reluctant convert.
I know I've disappointed you, and I'll keep going if you want, but I just don't get why it's so important. Well, I really shouldn't keep Jules waiting.
Hello. Special delivery letter from Mr. Eugene Meltzner.
Yeah, that's him right there.
If you'll just sign right here, sir.
Oh, yes, of course.
There you go. Thank you.
Who would send me correspondence via special delivery? One? What?
Yeah, I know. I got one, too. too, early this morning.
Are these letters legitimate?
They are. I confirmed as much with the lawyers. The three of us have been named beneficiaries in Tom Riley's will.
Miss Kendall, this is one of those rare instances where you and I are in complete agreement. It does indeed strain credulity.
Tom passed away years ago. Why wasn't this done right after he died?
Well, his will has been in probate all this time. It's nice to know he was thinking of us. Not only of us, by the way, but his sister, too.
Mr. Riley had a sibling?
Yes, Becky Riley Clemens. She's the fourth beneficiary and conservator of his estate. She called me this morning. She heard from Tom's lawyer earlier this week and came here to meet with us. She's staying at the farm. We can go out there this afternoon for a reading of the will if you're both up for it. Are you?
Well, certainly.
Sure.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's just, why us?
Oh, you mean about Tom's will?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, especially me. I never had the impression that Mr. Riley, well, that is to say, that he even...
liked you?
Oh, yes, at least not enough to make me one of his beneficiaries.
Of course Tom liked you, both of you. He considered all of us his family in Odyssey.
I wish I could let him know how much he meant to me.
Connie, he knows.
There must be copious amounts of dust particles in the air.
Come here, Eugene.
Smells nice out here.
Yeah. Connie brought me out here on a picnic when I first came to town. It's an apple farm that belongs to one of her friends.
Want to do a little exploring?
Sure. Tired?
Yeah, a little.
Wimp.
Hey, now. I'm just not used to riding bikes. Wait till we start exploring. I'll leave you in the dust.
Ooh, big talk.
You think it's okay if we just leave our bikes here? We don't have locks or chains or anything for them.
We're in the middle of nowhere. They'll be fine. Apple?
That's called stealing.
It's one little apple, Buck.
I guess Eugene and Katrina are getting to me. Time was, I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
What do you mean, getting to you?
The religion stuff.
Huh. Yeah, Connie's on me about it, too.
Why do you think that's so important to them?
You gotta believe in something, I guess, but... it just makes them kind of, I don't know, unreal. I mean, they're nice and all that. They're just maybe a little too nice.
I don't know. Nice is a welcome change for me.
I just don't fit in with them. Not worth anything around here.
You fit in with me?
I do?
Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
Really?
Really.
Buck?
Yeah?
Here. Music.
Yeah, I do. And singing too.
Yeah. Wait, that's real.
Oh, yeah. It's coming from that way.
Let's go see.
Lena, volume.
And my own life.
Tina, brighter, brighter.
Cherub, sing up
no.
in the sky.
No. Alas, alack, Alaska!
What is it?
What's wrong?
Is it us?
It's us, isn't it?
Au contraire, dear ones. You are perfection. Vocal quality that would make the angels themselves envious. Were such a thing possible. No, no. I'm afraid in this instance, the problem lies with the song.
The song? No, no.
How can it be so?
It's a song you wrote.
You wrote it?
I did. Tis true. And the song, if I do say so myself, is a masterpiece. A meticulous and artfully crafted blend of melody and harmony, form and function, style and substance. But for three voices, not two, Without a third, I'm afraid even your dulcet tones aren't enough to salvage it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oklahoma.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Angels and ministers of grace defend us. Have we audience unaware?
I thought you sounded great.
Me too.
With rave reviews, no less. Well, thank you. Thank you both. You're too kind.
Who are you folks?
Allow me to introduce ourselves. We are but a humble troupe of traveling players presenting through the grace of God.
Dramatic fabulations.
Comedic ministrations.
Historical recitations.
Oratorical perambulations.
And musical revelations.
Theatrical extravaganzas par excellence, expertly showcased and coming direct from Paris, London, and Moscow, we present to you...
The one,
the only...
Carno Westcott and the Wondrous Westcott Girls!
And you are?
Oh, I'm Jules.
And I'm Buck.
Ah, Jules and Buck. Now we're two finer names e'er spoken, save for those of the stupendous, the effervescent, the wondrous Westcott girls, Lena and Dina.
Welcome.
Bienvenue.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to our company.
Wow, have you really performed in Paris, London, and Moscow?
But of course. Paris, Texas, London, Ohio, and Moscow, Idaho. Triumphs, one and all, on our grand American tour. A tour which, sadly, may now be at an end.
Why?
Verily, 'tis a tragic tale filled with intrigue, mystery, and suspenders. To wit, as our intrepid caravan trekked its way to a performance in the Fair Burg of Fair Connellsville at its Fair Connellsville Burg Street Fair, the decidedly unfair and unthinkable happened.
What?
We ran out of gas.
Completely out.
Dry as a bone.
Thanks to a broken fuel line. Not only that, we had reached a crossroads in our journey.
You mean a disagreement?
No, I mean a place where the roads cross. Two of our company decided to go in a different direction. My other daughter, the try of the wondrous Westcott Girls tripod,
Mina,
and her husband, renowned character actor Ben Francisco Finn, left this morning with half of our cash reserves, almost $50.
Why would they do that?
Because we gave it to them. You see, they decided to begin work on a new production, one, if you can believe it, even more important, more daring, more thrilling than my grand tour.
What production?
My grandchildren. Replenishing our stock company, as it were.
The pitter-patter of tiny feet.
Or large ones if they take after Mina.
Unfortunately, the work of their new production has left our production in the lurch. Most of our songs are written for a trio of wondrous Westcotts. Not only are we sans petrol, but as you heard a few moments ago, we are sans alto.
Sans singer.
Sans harmony.
Sans Francisco. The Connellsville gig is a bust. And even if we do get an encore performance, when they hear us attempt to perform trios with a duet, they'll more than likely tell us to pound songs. Only the good Lord knows what is to become of us.
Oh, well, we could ask someone to tow you into Odyssey.
Yeah, Red Holler to do it. He could even fix your fuel line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for a singer, I know a great one. Jules.
What?
What?
What? Can it be true? Do you really sing, my dear?
Like an angel.
When have you ever heard me sing?
You always sing when you're listening to music. Trust me, sir. Her voice is beautiful.
Oh, you really think so?
Let's find out. Lena, ice cream.
Ice cream.
Tina.
Ice cream.
Now, Jules.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Jules.
I don't know.
Do it.
But I...
Sing.
Ice cream.
All together.
Ice cream.
Told you.
Radiance, rapture, riboflavin. God has blessed us, dear ones. The wondrous Westcott girls are once again a cheerio.
Ah, you two are awfully quiet. Oh, did I tell you I got a postcard from Penny? She and Wooten seem to be enjoying their honeymoon. Even making friends with some of the hotel workers. Even though Wooten's French is, as she puts it, les misérables. I guess you're both still thinking about Tom, huh?
Among other things.
Indeed.
Anything you'd like to discuss?
Oh,
Jules?
Interesting. I was pondering young Buck.
Oh, well, the two of them in general or something in particular?
Jules is feeling aimless, like she doesn't fit in anywhere in Odyssey.
I see.
My concern with Buck is of a spiritual nature. Namely, he doesn't believe he needs one.
Oh.
His exact words were, "I just don't get why it's so important."
What do you think we should do, Whit?
Teenagers are a riddle wrapped in an enigma wrapped in a paradox.
Sounds like a Churchillian paraphrase.
Well, they're difficult to pin down, which could have been said about the two of you when you were teenagers as well. Have they made many friends?
Good question. They hang out together a lot.
Oh? Do they like each other?
As in like?
If you mean romantic affection, Buck has assured me that his intention towards Jules involves friendship and nothing more. I cannot, however, speak to Jules' intentions.
What makes you think Jules' intentions are any different than Buck's?
Merely that, statistically speaking, young girls are far more susceptible to affairs of the heart than are young men who
are much
more...
Wait a minute. You think my sister's going all doe-eyed over him?
Well, she does seem to seek him out quite frequently.
Well, no more frequently than he seeks her out.
And what are you implying? Buck is an honorable young man.
And Jules is an honorable young lady.
Well, I'll thank you to keep your honorable sister away from my ward.
And I'll thank you to keep your honorable ward away from my sister.
Now, see here.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I'm sure both Buck and Jules are honorable.
Thank you.
However, it would be wise if the two of you have a little talk with the two of them when we get back to town.
A prudent suggestion, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, you know that is so gonna happen.
Well, shake my hand or give me a hug. It's good to see you again, Whit.
Hi, Becky.
And you two must be Connie and Eugene.
Yeah, hi.
A distinct pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Yep, you're definitely Eugene, all right.
Huh?
Well, come on in. I've got tea is steeping and cookies are waiting to be munched.
Oh,
come on.
Very well. All right.
Now, thank you. Sit.
Oh.
Sit.
Nice.
You know, Tom told me so much about you all in his letters. I feel like I've known you for years.
Unfortunately, Mr. Riley didn't reciprocate to us with information regarding you.
Eugene, don't be rude.
Oh, it's okay, honey. If Eugene said what I think he said, I'm not surprised Tom didn't tell you about me. He was of a generation of men who didn't like to express their feelings, who were very guarded about their personal lives. But you three were obviously a big part of his, because he put you in his will. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I had the lawyer make copies of it for y'all. There's not much to it, only 4 pages, most of which is legal mumbo-jumbo. But the pertinent points are on page 3.
Hmm.
Now, as you can see, Tom divided his 288-acre apple farm as follows. You three each receive 1 acre of land.
Oh.
They're down by the stream near the orchard.
Oh.
Perfect spot for a little country cabin.
Oh.
He thought you might like that. He left the rest to me.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, I know how y'all feel. I miss my older brother. And I'm grateful to him for leaving me such a nice inheritance. Tom and I grew up in farm country. Some of my happiest memories are from that time. That's what makes what I have to say next so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all need to know, although I love this farm dearly, I'm actually thinking of, well, selling it.
Selling the farm?
Thinking about selling.
Oh, but why? Is it the money?
No, Well, maybe. Hmm? Almost 300 acres of prime land would probably fetch a pretty penny. But this place has sat unused for quite a while now. It needs a lot of work. I'm too old to do it by myself, and I can't find anyone who wants to run it with me. Do you know of anyone, Whit?
Well, actually, I don't. Not an apple farm, anyway.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Look, I haven't made any concrete decisions yet. But whatever happens, you all will still have your land. Tom made sure of that.
Is there anything we can do for you, Becky?
Well, since you ask. You know, there is one thing.
Hmm?
It's been a while since I've seen the whole property. If you all are up to it, maybe we could drive around the place. You can see your land and, well, I can look over mine and Tom's.
We wouldn't mind at all.
Perhaps you should let Mr. Whitaker answer, Miss Kendall, since he drove.
Of course I don't mind.
I knew he wouldn't.
I know, but it's only polite.
Oh, my. It's even prettier than I remembered. Would you mind pulling over? I'd like to get out, breathe in the smell of the orchards.
Of course.
Hey, I think that's Jules' bicycle.
And the other is Box.
Oh, my goodness, that's lovely. Where's he coming from?
Back there somewhere. Come on, let's go see.
What's that?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
amazing.
Oh, like a musical appealing and utterly infectious.
Jules.
Oh, Connie.
That was fantastic.
Wasn't it great? I told you she could sing, Mr. Westcott.
Indeed you did, young man. Like a veritable angel.
Do you know these people, Buck?
Not before this afternoon, but this is Carno Westcott. And these are the wondrous Westcott girls, Lena and Tina.
Charmed.
Theatrical extravaganzas par excellence, expertly showcased and presented by the grace of God. At your service.
Oh, well, what are you all doing out here?
They're stranded, Mr. Whitaker.
No gas and a busted fuel line. Jules and I thought Mr. Hollard could fix them up.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
Good, Sir Whitaker. We do humbly beg your pardon for intruding upon your property.
Oh, it's not mine. It's hers. Mr. Westcott, Mrs. Becky Riley Clemens.
Howdy.
Charmed, dear lady. But alas, we have no money to pay for the apples we've eaten.
Oh, no worries there. You can have all the apples you want.
A charitable heart, but I insist. When we finally have a place to play and earn some money, I will happily reimburse you. It is our Christian duty to do so, after all.
Tell you what. They sing that song again, and we'll call it square.
Ha! Not only gracious, but shrewd. I know a good deal when I hear one. Ladies, attend.
Are all of you Christians, Mr. Westcott?
Indeed we are, good sir. We travel from town to town, find a place to perform our show, share the good news, and survive off the donations.
And have you found a place to perform here in Odyssey?
Regrettably, no. But we have faith that the good Lord will provide the venue we need. Do you know of such a place, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, you know, I think I might. In fact, performing your show in the place I'm thinking of could just help solve quite a few problems.
Splendid! Where, if I may ask, is this magnificent venue?
Well, you're standing on it. I think it would be great if you performed right here on the Riley Clemens Apple Farm.
Are all of God, 'cause it's no lie. You're the apple of my eye. Repeat, you're the apple of my eye. One more time. Oh, darling, you're the apple-loving apple of my eye.
Second Timothy chapter 4 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is a crown of righteousness in store for me that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. Tom Riley truly lived that verse, and we'll miss him around Odyssey. But as we saw in today's adventure, His legacy of faith lives on, and I can't wait to see what this new chapter holds. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Legacy was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones, songs by Will Ryan, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Shona Kennedy, Robbie Bruce, Pat Fraley, Lynn Marta, and the Sawara Sisters. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.